Harun Yahya, An Invitation to the Truth. The Sacred Relics. When the Caliphate passed to the Ottoman Empire, the sacred relics, consisting of items belonging to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam and his followers, were brought to Istanbul. Since 1517, the relics have been kept with the great care in the Hırka-i-Saadet section of the Topkapi Palace in Istanbul. These sacred objects are preserved in a special chamber constructed within Topkapi Palace by Sultan Mehmet the Conqueror. With his finely worked inlaid door, four windows, and three recessed cases, this chamber is one of the finest examples of Ottoman art. Some of the sacred relics, which have been preserved with the utmost care, are as follows. The Blessed Mantle. The mantle given by the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam to Veysel Karani is regarded as the most important of the sacred relics. Some of the Ottoman caliphs were accompanied by the Blessed Mantle on their travels. The Blessed Mantle has recently been restored with the greatest care. The Holy Tooth of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Part of a tooth belonging to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam that was broken during the Battle of Uhud. It is kept in a cylindrical box, framed in gold, and covered in rubies and emeralds. The Holy Banner. The banner of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, made from almost entirely black woolen cloth. Due to its fragile state, it was placed on top of a green fabric. It has never been opened in any battle since the time of our Prophet alayhi salam. The holy hair from the beard of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Several hairs from the beard of our Prophet alayhi salam are kept in the Hırka-i-Saadet section. These are preserved in gold-framed boxes and jewel cases. Holy footprints. Four footprints belonging to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam are preserved in a recessed case in the Hırka-i-Saadet section. The Holy Seal. The seal of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam, which was also used by the early caliphs. The Holy Letters. The letters belonging to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. A Frenchman discovered them in 1850 inside the cover of a gospel in the library of a monastery in Egypt. Once it was established that they had belonged to our Prophet alayhi salam, it was given to Sultan Abdulmajid. The Holy Swords. The swords of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. Only two of the swords of the Hırka-i-Saadet section belong to the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. One of these belonged to the Prophet David, peace be upon him, and the other to the people of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam. The Keys of the Kaaba. The replaced keys of the Kaaba are also among the sacred relics. Made of iron and covered in silver and gold inlay, they were for a long time preserved in Davutpaşa during the time of the Ottoman Empire. The Holy Quran of Hazrat Uthman. Pages of the Quran, collected during the time of Hazrat Abu Bakr, were sent to provinces in book form during the time of Hazrat Uthman. The Quran was also being read when Hazrat Uthman was martyred and is now among the sacred relics in Topkapi Palace. These sacred relics have been protected and preserved with the utmost care since Ottoman times. One example of the importance of the Ottoman sultans attached to the sacred relics is the ceremony performed by the sultan for them on the 15th day of every month of Ramadan. As the day approached, the chest containing the long, wide-sleeved mantle of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam was carried to the Revan section every part of which was cleansed, the walls washed with rose water, and perfumed with musk. The Quran was recited in the Hirqa-i-Sadat chamber in veneration of the relics of the Prophet Muhammad alayhi salam for hundreds of years. This fine tradition was initiated by Sultan Salim the Stern. 40 scholars who have memorized the Quran, including Sultan Salim, recited the Quran beside the sacred relics for the victory of good and the expulsion of affliction. This tradition was restored in October of 1996. One of the reasons for the great care shown by the Ottoman sultans is that they knew they were merely guardians of these sacred relics, and that they were really belonging to Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, who will emerge from Istanbul. Our Prophet alayhi salam describes in great detail in the hadith how Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear together with the sacred relics. For example, one hadith tells us that Nayum bin Hamad related from Abu Ja'fari that Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear in the evening together with the banner, mantle, sword, signs, radiance, and beauty of our Prophet, alayhi salam. Another hadith describes how Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will appear with the sacred relics as follows. As for the signs, he, Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him, will have the mantle, sword, and banner of the Messenger of Allah. That banner, that has never been unfurled since the death of the Prophet, alayhi salam, and will never be opened until the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Out of respect for our Prophet, alayhi salam, no state, including the Ottoman Empire, has ever unfurled the banner, although it was carried in battles and ceremonies. The banner and other blessed relics that have thus been preserved for 1400 years will be unfurled when the moral values of Islam rule the world with the coming of Hazrat Mahdi, peace be upon him. Inshallah. www.harunyahya.com